soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 13, 2018. Thank God for the scriptures. How holy men of God were moved upon by the Holy Spirit. And we have a book we call the Bible today, which is the Word of God. It's the scriptures. They're profitable for us, for doctrine, and for correction, for instruction, for reproof, for rebuke. All the things that we need as believers in Jesus Christ to learn and to turn from anything that's contrary and foreign to the ways of the Lord. We want to walk step in step with Him, pleasing as a dear child before the Lord. And God is gathering together His people as a holy assembly, an ecclesia, called out people out of the world, out of religion, out of all matters of corruption, worldliness, carnality, all things of unbelief, disobedience, wickedness, idolatry, sin, depravity, and worse yet, the greatest deception that's ever taken place in the earth has been ongoing, unfolding, and is literally a snare, a trap for the unsuspecting. People that are literally have a spiritual blindedness, and they can't see where they're going. They have no idea. Wicked men have agreed together in secret and conspired against the Lord and against His Christ and against the people of God, to lead them astray, to deceive them with false doctrine, with all manners of evil and things that undermine their spiritual state. This is why it's very important to seek the face of God and to hear His voice, to obey Him. And to the degree that you do that, you'll see these things, that the Lord Himself will give you His eye. He said He would teach you and instruct you and guide you with His eye. And with a pure heart that's humble and broken and loving before the Lord, He will not let you walk in error, in darkness. You'll have the light of life, which is Jesus. I've been pondering this subject about what the scriptures outline and describe as what I would call an imposter. And it uses the word pseudos in the Greek, and it means pseudo is something that appears to be authentic or real, but it's a fake. In the business world, we people that try to sell and make a lot of money off imitations. They call them a knockoff of a very expensive product. But with our spirituality, we need to have the real deal. We need to have the real Jesus, the real gospel, the real doctrine that comes from God, the real gospel that is revealed to us, like Paul said. But the reality is, we've been warned by Jesus, we've been warned by the prophets that rebuked religious system in the Old Testament. They had false prophets, men that did not prophesy from the mouth of God. They spoke illusions and vain things and corrupted the people, and the people were allowed to be in all manners of corruption and vanity. And they told them all's well, gave them smooth words, what they wanted to hear. Here we are in the last days, and deception is rampant. False ministries, men that appear as men of God, they transform themselves, even as Satan can transform himself as an angel of light. They transform themselves as ministers or servants of Christ, and they're not. So imposters, the pseudo, the counterfeits. This today is about a counterfeit called a church. It's the English word church that really is not an accurate translation of the Greek text. When Jesus said He would build His church, it's the word ecclesia, and it means called out. But a church, just as we know it today, isn't have anything to do with being called out. It doesn't have anything to do with an assembly. It's literally a building or a group of people that are in a building that are part of a corporation, an institution, licensed, and has many such things that are contrary to the Lord. And we're going to talk about that. And I got to tell you, happy are you if you're not offended by Jesus, because he's going to tell you the truth. He will speak the truth. And he is the Lord, and he is the head of the body of Christ. This is about the danger of church going. Danger, danger, danger. Going to church can ruin you. Examine this carefully by first inquiring of the Lord. Secondly, search the scriptures for the truth in the New Testament, how the body of Christ assembles. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and 14 are important texts to review. They show when the believers gather or assemble, each member of the body may have something to offer. They show when the believers gather or assemble, each member may have something to share, like a song, a doctrine, a revelation, something to participate in the assembly. We note the various attributes and gifts of the body that are to operate through the Spirit of God. Jesus is the head of the assembly. The body gathers with Jesus in the midst. And this assembly is edified and instructed by way of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25 reveal a gathering ourselves gathering. That's the way it's worded in Greek. It doesn't say anything about going to church. It says there are some that have forsaken gathering ourselves gathering. Interesting how it's worded. As opposed to going to a place called church. And they reveal that the assembly of believers is to consider. That's the verse 24. Consider one another. And that means being aware of the state and the needs of others. And follow up on to provoke to love and to good works. And in verse 25, it says, exhort one another, so much the more so as the day approaches. And that's a huge contrast to the traditional church going of the religious masses of our day. Think about it. Some will read these texts in scripture and refuse them due to the false teaching that these things have passed away. And a new, improved manner is now implemented by the churches. False. The Word of God does not change. Jesus does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The things written are important for the Jesus followers to follow. By following the Lord and his word, we have many benefits. His glorious presence is known, great fruit, spiritual revelation and illumination, to hear his voice, receive his correction, be shown many things from the Father, a body where he is leading his true assembly, the ecclesia, translated, unfortunately, as I said, church. The people of God are being called into a New Testament scriptural form of assembling. That is an act of God today through the Holy Spirit. Have you heard the Lord talk to you about that? Have you heard others talk about it? Are you hearing about it in your church? So as you review prayerfully what scriptures teach on assembling and what should be done and how, you will note what the church world pervades as assembling is pathetic. It is downright unscriptural, anti-scriptural, and counter-scriptural. And what is done in, quote, traditional church may be done in ignorance, or it may be done deliberately by the deceivers we were warned about by Jesus and the apostles. That which created the Jews' religion, as cited by Paul, was done so by religious hierarchy of fathers and elders that laid aside the commandment of God to hold their tradition. And they rejected the commandment of God to keep their tradition. Please study Mark 7, Isaiah 29, 10 through 13, 1 Peter 2, verses 4 through 8, and 1 Peter 1 through 18. The caste and characters of religious building is done so by what the scriptures call the builders that reject the cornerstone, Psalm 118. Elect and precious to God the Father. That precious and elect cornerstone to the house that God builds is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are builders that build the Jews' religion, They are the ones that Jesus had killed all the prophets, stoned the ones that were sent to them, and in fact, they also crucified Jesus Christ. But this Jesus has been raised from the dead, just as the scriptures prophesied. Praise the Lord. It's important to note here that God is not condemning those in false system of religion. In fact, he's sending his word by ambassadors, those like Paul and others that have been taught by the Lord. They are servants of Christ. They speak and do all that is directed by the Lord, just as Jesus did with his Father. Their doctrine is from God. The spirit and word they promote is all from the Lord. There's no carnal, worldly, or fleshly working to create a type of religion for men to subscribe. The Assembly of Jesus Christ is the called out assembly. Called out of the world. Called out of the corrupt religious system of men. They love Jesus who loved them. They seek him, listen to him, and walk pleasing before him as dear children. Those who created the Jews' religion are the same ilk that created all institutional churches. The churchgoers are those who are entangled in this system that was created by men. The Word of God declares there's nothing new under the sun. The same religious corruption that God fought against is the same today, operating as strange fire to God in the churches. You might find that a ghastly thing to say, but it is the truth. It's what the Lord will tell you if you dare ask him. And eventually you may hear him tell you to come out from amongst them and be ye separate. Many people will choose not to hear the Lord and certainly will not continue in his word and come out. They are the ones that deserve to be deceived by the false gospels and the false messages that make the people vain, as it is written. The ones that refuse him that speaks from heaven are the ones that God will allow to be deceived by the good words and fair speeches spoken eloquently and professionally performed on stages. These are diabolical evil workers. They transform themselves, as I said, just as Satan transforms himself. Read 2 Corinthians 11. This is what Paul warned about, that the people he feared that they would be beguiled and deceived by Satan, just like Adam and Eve were being led away from the simplicity that's in Christ, that they might bear with and tolerate those that come preaching a different Jesus, a different spirit, and a different gospel. Having said all of this, I certify that God has an assembly that he inhabits through the Spirit. Jesus is the head of that assembly. The Lord Jesus is present. The Holy Spirit ministers through the body, and no one person is insignificant to the whole. He that is greatest is the least, Jesus said. So we see what God has for his people is completely different from what man has for their people in their churches. A church is not the ecclesia, the assembly of called out people. A study on the origin of the word church will confirm this. Examining the Greek word ecclesia will reveal this. Prayer and study will make this known, as it will be given to you to understand as you walk humbly before the Lord. Now, I'm going to talk about the dangers of church going. Nowhere in the scriptures does it say, go to church. Nowhere. In that text, Hebrews 10, 24 through 25, the author by the Holy Spirit speaks of considering one another, which is to observe the condition and the needs of other believers in the assembly or the gathering. And we are told there to provoke one another to love and to good works. It states, do not forsake gathering ourselves, gathering, as the manner of some is. And it might be interesting to ask the Lord why the Hebrews stopped assembling in the first century. Anyway, it then says we should exhort one another daily as that day approaches, and more so. Church going does not offer what God has intended for his people as outlined in Scripture. Church going is a corruption. It's a knockoff. It's a counterfeit. It's pseudo. Whether done innocently or purposefully, one can only tell as the truth is presented to either the leaders or the followers of the church system. Just like Paul and Barnabas were sent by the Lord Jesus into the synagogue in Acts 13 to declare the word of truth. People either heard and received gladly, or they refused and rebelled. But we know that he that hears us, John said, is of God, and he that hears us not is not of God. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's in 1 John 4:6. Church going. The system is not of God. I'm going to go through this. Listen to this. It is not scriptural. It is unscriptural. It lacks what God intends because it is out of order and corrupted. The whole body does not function. The system is based on performers and spectators. The system has a stage and seating area for the church production. The system is a business with sellers and buyers. It is indeed a franchise and business enterprise. The church system is full of workers of iniquity. The church system is of Cain, that offers to God things he commanded not, and out of earth, things not wrought in God nor in Christ. This is not directed by God. Actually, it is disobedient. It is out of the earth. It's worldly and carnal. God does not receive it since it is not in Christ. The system is of below and not above. God is grieved. God is quenched. He stands off as he did with Shiloh, Ichabod. His glory departs. God cannot bear witness to the things done in the flesh. God does not agree with darkness, disobedience, ignorance, worldliness, exalted men, and such. The churches do not generally have the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, the very things that Jesus speaks to his people. They only have men's words. Revelations chapters 2 through 3 shows the Lord Jesus as the Lord of the assembly, speaking to each of those seven assemblies in regions in Asia. Churches of men lack God's working through the Spirit and hence must use devices of entertainment, faddish messages, celebrity-type leadership, and a watered-down, palatable message to bring crowds. The churches of men do not have the Lord Jesus bringing correction, rebuke, reproof, or instruction. They are left to their own devices until they seek the Lord, as in Hosea 5:15. The corrupt church system has other lords, as Isaiah 26, verse 13 declared. The other lords are Baals. B-A-A-L-S, Baals, false lords. The corrupt church has non-disciples as the leaders. They disobey Jesus' commands not to exalt themselves over the brethren. They title themselves, thus setting themselves as overlords, just as the Gentiles do. Jesus said about this in Matthew 21, 25 through 28, Mark 10, 42 through 45, and 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4, and Matthew 23, 4 through verse 10. The leaders are blind guides and blind leaders that lead the blind. They both fall into the ditch of destruction. The church system is opposite the instructions of Jesus in their implementation of a hierarchy rule. Clergy versus laity, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans that Jesus hates. Niko means conquer. Laitans is the people. The danger of the churches is to subject to oneself to the leaven of the Pharisees. The false doctrine, it is chaff added to the word of God. It is leaven of falsehood inserted and mixed with scripture. According to Colossians 2:8, a warning from Paul, which four are located in that chapter, it is philosophy, vain deceit, tradition of men, principles of the world, and not after Christ. The church system preaches many false gospels. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of his son for another gospel that is not another. Galatians 1:6. The church system is rampant with false Christs, other Jesuses, spirits, other gospels, just as Paul feared. 2 Corinthians 11. The churches are split up, divided, schisms, sects, and cults that are denominated and name branded. The body of Christ is not divided, but the churches are. Read 1 Corinthians 3. It's written. The churches are conspirators with secular governments, just as Psalms 2 prophesies. The churches almost always are incorporated, licensed with the government, an IRS code 501c3 implemented that comes with restrictions and obligations from Caesar, the secular government of the world. The churches band together and join hand in hand with others doing the same iniquity by joining ecumenical universalist councils such as the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches. They exalt apostate evil workers like Billy Graham, which worked with Catholicism, popes, and their false doctrine. Billy Graham said that one could be in the body of Christ, though in another religion, and not even knowing it. That's heresy. You can look it up on YouTube as he spoke with Robert Schuller, a Freemason, at the Crystal Cathedral. How can the, quote, Assembly of Jesus Christ, which is the pillar and ground of truth, be participant with lies? The church world and its false leaders exalt the false prophets and false teachers that speaking well of them. All of this flies in the face of Jesus Christ, who is the truth. What a shame. The churches cannot promote growth to sincere Jesus followers. Therefore, churchgoers are 99% immature people on milk. Because the churches do not preach the necessity to, quote, repent and believe, as the apostles and prophets and Jesus and John the Baptist did, the religious masses are in spiritually dead and blind state. They've never repented. Today, the churches are following tactics written in books sold in the Christian so-called bookstores. They now say yes to Jesus. The churchgoers almost always know about Jesus, but do not know him. And usually they deny him by the things they do and say. Happy are you if you're not offended by me, Jesus said. And don't believe every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, and judge a tree by its fruit. These are clear instructions, admonitions from Jesus Christ himself, who is not only head of the body of Christ, but the ruler of all creation. Churchgoing ruins people. Just as the Pharisees and scribes ruined people through their abomination, they would cross land and sea for a proselyte, and when they were finished, they made twice the child of hell than themselves, is what Jesus said. Churchgoing lacks fruit that is godly. Bad fruit is evident. Churchgoing maintains the status quo with the world. Doesn't change anything. Churchgoing maintains idolatrous traditions through Christianizing pagan holidays such as Easter, Christmas, and Halloween. No prophet, no apostle, no servant of Christ would ever do that, especially not Jesus. Search the Word of God and see. It is refusing God's command to be separate and to not touch the unclean thing. Refuses to teach the difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the profane. There's a difference. It's proof, positive, the church system is not of God. Look at the fruit. Churchgoing is part of an agenda to deceive the masses into the snare of darkness of the last days. God's turning people over to its deception because he called and they wouldn't hear. He spoke and they wouldn't listen. Therefore, God allows people to believe the lie since they did not love the truth. That is how serious this call out of the church system is, ladies and gentlemen. It's life and death. The leaven of falsehood promoted by ignorant men at best, or rebelling deceivers at worst, the leaven is leavening the people under the church system. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And as Jesus likened the kingdom to leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened, Luke 13:21, the woman is Babylon, the mother of harlots and abominations of the whole earth. In the book of Revelation, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ that God the Father gave him. It's told us the identity of this woman in chapters 16 through 18. She gives the world a cup of iniquity to drink, a cup of abominations and filth, and the whole world, the whole church world included, succumbs to its intoxication of deception. Come out from among them, says the Lord, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. That's God's word. To hear such things can be difficult, but coming to the Lord, you have to appreciate that he would tell you the truth. He will tell you the things that you have done and the things that you've held to that he's worked into your life are admirable. But the things that are an offense to the Lord need to go. They need to be cleansed. They need to be removed from you, that you can walk the straight and narrow way that leads to life. We know it's a very broad way and a wide gate that leads to destruction, and there'd be many that go thereby. And there's many, many people that are deceived by the leaven and the falsehood, walking after wickedness, wicked leaders that have sought to make merchandise and lord over the people. Jesus is nothing like that. He calls you to come to him. He's meek. He's lowly of heart. His burden and his yoke is light. He says, learn from me and you'll find rest for your souls. The Lord will heal you. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will give you wisdom and understanding and knowledge. But it's time to come out from amongst them, be separate. Regardless of the cost, regardless of being hated and despised, or the cost that it may affect you in your business relationships, your family relationships, maybe even your own home, it doesn't matter. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that purchased us in his own blood, bearing in his own body our sin to bring us unto God. We owe it to the Lord to examine ourselves. To see, are we really in the faith? Are we really a holy people? Are we saints of the Most High God? Are we really a holy habitation that God dwells in with his presence, his voice, his glory? For his kingdom is the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. World without end. Amen. And this is what God has called us out. Unto himself, turning from the fathers and the elders that have built iniquitous religion in opposition to the truth of the Lord. It's time to decide. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision.